I'm feeling a little bit ashamed of myself today. I've had the whole week to prepare this podcast, which is an episode I've personally been really excited about because it's my 10th episode. It's like, I know it's not that many, but it's 10. I made it to 10. And it is now, at the time of recording this, it is 3:15. And I aim to post every Thursday at 4 p.m. and I'm recording it right now. So this ongoing process of just trying to forgive myself for the mistakes that I make and doing the best that I can to do the things that I can do when I have the energy for them, that's kind of the journey right now. And so, yes, I am sorry, Nathan. I'm sorry to myself, to Nate, that I have not taken the time that I had this week to do the things I really dreamed of doing, but instead have kind of wasted some of that time doing the stuff that I didn't really want to do, that didn't matter as much to me. I mean, don't get me wrong, I did a lot of things this week that were really important to me and valuable, but they didn't include recording this podcast episode. And I also forgive myself. That's, I think, such an important part of this whole process is as much of the work as we're doing on ourselves as we connect with other people, it's so important to do the work on just being okay, like, with yourself. Just accept and forgive. Start with the self and let everything else unfold out of there. This is Getting Naked with Nate. I am Nate Maingard, your host, and I hope that you enjoy another episode of this fine podcast. Well, whether it's fine or not is up to you, but anyway, it is what I'm here to offer for you. This is probably going to be a really short episode. I just wasn't exactly sure what to speak about. And I mean, in a perfect world, I would have organized many episodes ahead of time and would be recording a bunch and could just like set them all up to go out one after the other, which is my intention. And I hold faith that I will find the way to be organized enough for that to happen. But for now, I wanted to talk about the idea of whether it's more important to be right or to be heard, and also to listen. Whether is it more important to be right or to hear and be heard? I don't know. I think those are valid questions to ask ourselves. I have realized recently that one of my least favorite things in this world is extremism, is the people and ideals and ideologies and dogmas which force us, if you conform to them, then they force you into this idea of very strict and limited perceptions of what truth is or can be. And I feel like as soon as we become 100% certain about something, we deny ourselves the opportunity to discover something else. And what I've learned about my own experience of trying to be right, of having very strong opinions, which I do have, I'm a very opinionated person. I have things I've thought about and read about and experienced. And so I have strong opinions based on all of that. And in my heart and in my mind, I believe that those things are the truth. And I also work really hard to be available for new information to come in and alter those things. I try to remain elastic. That which is elastic is life, and that which is static and solid is dead. Anyway, maybe that's not entirely true, but if you think of a rock and a tree, which is the more static and which is the more alive? I don't know. It's an interesting question. Yes, so anyway, this idea of being right or being heard or hearing, and it's something I'm constantly looking at and working on, is when I realize that if I'm listening to someone or reading something or watching something, and while I'm doing so, all that I'm thinking is how wrong that thing is or how much better I know than that thing, or then I deny myself the opportunity to learn something I didn't know before, because all I'm doing is thinking of how I can prove that thing wrong. Like say, oh, I have so much to say about this topic or about this feeling or about that experience that is so much better and truer than what I'm hearing out there. When actually that's often not the case. And so with this podcast, maybe this 10th episode, it is worth stating that everything I say in my podcast is entirely my opinion, my observation, my experience. None of it is actually the truth. The truth. What is the truth? I mean, it really feels to me as though the truth is in many ways subjective. In many ways, much more about your own, where you come from, what your filters are, what you look at the world through, how you were conditioned, what your upbringing was like, just what your general, who the isness of you, what that has formed and become is going to dictate how you feel about the world, what your views are, what's important to you, how you believe. And my invitation to you, my invitation to myself, is to listen more, to step into opportunities for real hearing, for real listening, to instead of constantly trying to find room to be the next one to speak, be the one who really can listen and hear and invite deeper truths from other people, their truths, which might not be your, they might not be your truths, but they are a truth that to someone, and it's important to someone. As much as you love to be heard, love to hear as much as you love to be heard. And so, yeah, I kind of just wanted to check in about that because I feel like in this world, especially the polarization of the of opinions that happens through the internet was so impersonal at times. We become, well, I become so obsessed with being right when really I'm much more interested in having an authentic conversation, on hearing someone's truth and on speaking my truth and having the opportunity to really share that in a safe space. And so that's what I want more of. Yes, please. I feel like that's all I really want to say today. I don't want this to be a long one. I'm just kind of like diving in, saying hello, letting you know where I'm at, and then diving back out again. And I'm going to leave you with a song by a friend of mine. It's called Higher Than the Mountain. My dear friend Sam Garrett, who I will have on this podcast at some time, some point soon. Yeah, thank you for listening to this very brief podcast episode, number 10. I'm really grateful for it. I'm going to have a few links, as always, in the podcast notes, natemaingard.com/podcast. And I'm going to have some links to some interesting topics about silence and speech and just various things I find interesting. So feel free to go and check that out. And if you love what I'm doing and you want to be a part of it and join in and share the vibes and help me to keep creating and bringing my honest heart experience into this world, please do pledge on my Patreon page. Check it out. It's all the goodness, all the good vibes. So that's patreon.com/NateMaingard. You can check that out as well in the show notes. And I wish you so well. This has been a very short episode of Getting Naked with Nate.
Slow down and give your mind a rest.